better off you are going to be. From education to vaccine mandates and passports and all the stuff that goes with it, the disinformation, the tech tyrants, the loss of freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of our faith, all of this needs to be addressed, and we're going to really get deep into it next week. If you believe in the mission and ministry of this program, would you consider making a check payable to Ancient World Radio to help support for the airtime and mail it to 5753 Highway 85 North. That's 5753 Highway 85 North. Number 3248. That's number 3248. Once again, 5753 Highway 85 North, number 3248 in Crestview. Crestview, Florida. The zip code there is 32536. That is 32536. We'll see you next week.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, Truth, the number 2, and the word ponder.com. That's Truth, the number 2, ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.
International, Okeechobee, Florida, USA. Contact us at info@wrmi.net. Radio Prague International.
The extended service of Czech Radio. News.
The Czech Foreign Ministry has issued a fresh appeal for Czechs to leave Ukraine. The office of the president is being inspected after reported stealing of classified documents. And a long-awaited new art space, Bronzhalle Praha, is to open in the historic city center on Tuesday. The Czech Foreign Ministry has issued an appeal for Czechs in Ukraine to consider leaving the country without delay. In an updated travel warning issued following a meeting of the National Security Council on Sunday evening, the ministry urges Czechs in Ukraine to leave the country as quickly as possible, particularly as they're planning to take a flight back. International airlines are fast terminating links to Kyiv. Those who cannot leave are being advised to exercise extreme caution, prepare an emergency evacuation plan, and monitor credible media. Any Czechs in the country have been advised to register with the ministry's information system, DROS. The National Security Authority has begun an inspection of the office of the president in connection with handling of classified information. At the start of February, the Lower House of Security Committee recommended that the authority and the Ministry of Interior carry out such checks following reports that the office of the president had spread classified information on Russian secret services involvement in explosions at the Czech munitions depot in 2014. The National Security Authority inspection is expected to last 2 to 3 weeks. Some 4,267 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in the Czech Republic on Sunday, the lowest one-day tally in 6 weeks. There were also 673 reinfections, with both figures down markedly on the previous Sunday. Testing numbers were also a lot lower. The seven-day case incidence on Sunday was 995 per 100,000 inhabitants. There were 3,127 people in hospital with the coronavirus. The Czech Minister of Foreign Affairs, Jan Lipavský, will meet the Pope with his Australian counterpart, Murray Payne, on Wednesday. The Czech Foreign Minister reported on its webpage it is the first visit abroad by an Australian Foreign Minister in 17 years. According to the Ministry's statement, the meeting confirms Czech interest in the Indo-Pacific region, which is one of the priority areas of the forthcoming Czech presidency of the Council of Europe. Australia is a key partner for the Czech Republic in this region, with which we want to intensify dialogue, the statement says. The ministers will discuss means of stepping up multilateral cooperation, especially closer cooperation in the field of studies of electricity in art. Located in the converted building of a former electricity transformer station, the gallery is the brainchild of art collector Petr Kudil and his wife Pavlina. Its mission is to create an international platform for art and culture, a venue for art exhibitions and educational projects, with a focus on 20th and 21st century Czech art. And Signe Ivarsson has won nominations for the Anthem Music Awards more than any other singer or band. Members of the Czech Academy of Music nominated her for the album Umami in the categories Best Album, Best Singer, Best Song, Best Video Clip. Singer Vladimir Mišík received 3 nominations for his CD Noční obraz, as did the late David Stivka, whose album DK was completed after the singer's death. Made from 5G. The nominations were announced in Prague on Monday. The Anglo Music Awards, the Czech equivalent of the Grammy, will be held at the gala ceremony on April the 27th. And they can produce between 3 and 7 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniel Alzerva, and that's the end of the news.
Based on the close action that Russia may choose to conduct. Sanctions are, for example, different than the threat, plant and military invasion, have another thing of domestic and would have Russia. He also stated that there is readiness within the EU to support those states who would be more impacted within the Union. On Sunday, Minister of Foreign Affairs Jan Lipovsky said that the Czech Republic will be sending further medical aid to Ukraine worth 10 million pounds. According to the Prime Minister, this could rise to 100 million pounds, a situation worth 15.
Tom McEnroe with that report. Moving on now to personal matters. France art scene has got a new plan with the opening of a private evening in the The venue's first major exhibition reflects the building's history as an electricity transformer station. Ian Willoughby has the story.
Machines buzz, lights flicker, and films are projected at Kinetismos. How did you get electricity in art? It's the first major exhibition at Kunsthalle Praha. I've put together a dazzling collection of over 90 works. The show's focus on electricity reflects the history of the building. This was originally known as the Sender Transformer Station. The second exhibition at Kunsthalle looks at the story of the venue itself, which is located at Klarov, the area opposite Malostranska metro station. Art historian Vendela Hukova is its curator.
This building was constructed in 1930, but originally it was intentional to build an alternative project which was on the opposite side of the street. But because it was located in the heart of the historical site, there wasn't a common agreement about the location and about the design. So the investors, the electrical works, the press, were forced to find an alternative plot to build an alternative project. And this is the output of a long-term dispute about the design.
Now, after a major transformation taking half a decade, the building has been turned into a spacious modern gallery and venue, including terraces with stunning views. Kunsthalle Praha is the brainchild of businessman Petr Pudil, an employee in the coal industry, and his wife Pavlina. The couple are known as committed art collectors. Kunsthalle Praha chief curator Christo Hedinek explains the concept of the new venue.
Kunsthalle, as you know from the name, is the format of art institution which shows an exhibition.